It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, after a short intermission, we welcome you back to Troy High School as we get set for game two of our doubleheader tonight. On the boys' side, Trojans and the Tigers of ACCHS. Brandon Tam and Trenton Craxner alongside. Ray Penning is our studio producer, moments away from the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. If you just are now joining us, Troy girls moving to 6-0. They won the first game tonight, beating the Tigers of ACCHS 59-41 behind a 33-point night from Harper Wettstein. So again, as we transition here to the boys contest here tonight, the Trojans at home with a record of 4-1 on the year. They are 2-1 in league play. They're also undefeated at home, winning their first two games here on their home floor. Jonathan Rodvelt is the head coach. They are coming off a win at Donovan West right before the holiday break. That final was 48-43. ACCHS, second-year head coach Corey Eckert, this is a team just trying to find something. Last year, 0-21, and this year, 0-7 to start. They have been shuffling a lot of kids in and out and just trying to find some continuity, but again, two teams kind of in opposite directions here, at least to this point in the early portions of 2025. Let's get you the starting lineups here. We'll start with the Tigers of ACCHS. A freshman in Henry Urban will start in the backcourt. Caden Burns, as well as a 6'2 senior at 7 points and 5 rebounds a game. Riley Kessinger is a 5'9 freshman. Nate Ohm is a 6 foot senior, and also Ben Hanke is a 6 foot sophomore, just shy of 4 points and a couple of rebounds per game. So again, for ACCHS, it is Urban, it is Burns, Kessinger, Ohm, and Hanke. For Jonathan Rodvelt and the Trojans, who have won four of their first five, it's going to be Logan Blevins, a 5'11 senior, Caden Rosenberger, a 5'10 junior, Gannon Bowe is a 6'1 senior, Henry Geiger, leading scorer and rebounder for the Trojans, a 6'3 junior, and Sawyer Ashburn, a 6 foot junior in the starting lineup for the Trojans here tonight. Again, two teams kind of in opposite directions right now. Trojans have won 4 or 5 to start. They've actually won 10 of their last 13 going back to the end of last year. So this is a team that's been playing well. But ACCHS, 29 consecutive losses. They have not won a game since the end of the 22-23 season. 0-21 a year ago, 0-7 to start here. Well,
yeah, last year they had a lot of turnover. They had a pretty good, solid team a couple years ago. They were a senior-heavy group, so they kind of had to regroup and rebuild in a way, and now these guys are still getting some games under the belt. But, I mean, look at some of the teams they've played this year. Horton's at the top of the league. Sabetha's pretty good in the Big East. D-West is probably not too bad in TBL. Centralia's always good. They played Valley twice, and that's Troy's only loss. And then Mar Hill's not one of those good teams. So it's not like they've played bad teams. They played some of the best teams in our area.
So here we go. The boys' game is underway. The Trojans in the home white jerseys from left to right. The opening possession as a Tigers defense who has struggled so far. An early bucket inside on the block. And that's Henry Geiger who gets it going, averaging nearly 16 points and 9 rebounds a game. And a 2-0 start 20 seconds in. Tigers having to go against this pressure. They break it with the freshman and Henry Urban, who pulls up from 19. A little strong on a long two, but tipped into the hands of Burns for an offensive rebound, and his long two is up and in. 6'2 senior, one of the few veterans on this team, and Caden Burns has tied it at 2 apiece. Yeah, the official showing 2, although the scoreboard is showing 3. It should be a 2-2 tie.
Yep. I agree with the official. Yep.
Yeah, got the confirmation there. Just waiting for the change on the scoreboard. Geiger at the free throw line, hands it off to Bo, top of the key, right back inside to Geiger. Little turn, shot, good, and the foul. Heavy emphasis on getting it to Geiger inside, and two early buckets. Now a chance for one at the free throw line.
Yeah, and Geiger's a bigger guy, and he got a mismatch with the smaller Kissinger, and he was trying to reach around, and unfortunately not good enough, and Geiger drew the N1.
Geiger, 16 points, 8.6 rebounds a game so far. His free throw is no good, and a rebound collected by Hanke for the Tigers. A 4-2 start, Trojans in front, just getting going. A minute 5 into this opening frame. A freshman in Urban in between the rings out high, gets it off to Kessinger, who has it knocked away, and a steal right at the free throw line. A turnover by the Tigers. Numbers for Troy, and another and one. This time it's put in by Ashburn, getting the start tonight, and we'll have a chance for one more.
And ACCHS going to call a timeout, and talking about...
Foul was on Ohm, by the way, Nate Ohm. That is O-O-M, Ohm.
They were talking about the long losing streak, but look, you have two freshmen in the starting lineup and a sophomore, and then... two seniors in Owen Burns. I mean, like you said, it's...
9 returning letter winners. They did have 3 starters back, but, again, we look at that. You mentioned the 2 seasons ago where they went 14-8. They won 12.
Yeah,
they won 12 the year before that. But, again, last year, a lot of turnover, 0-21. Some turnover again, not as much maybe as the previous season, but...
They're still playing a lot of young guys,
yeah.
I think, is the big thing to take away. It's not like this is a senior-heavy team necessarily that's... struggling. I mean, they're playing a lot of guys that are trying to find their footing, and they'll turn it around under Coach Corey Eckert. They'll find some wins this year as these guys keep coming along, the younger guys. But like you said, Troy's been a hot team, and they're kind of in that top tier on the boys' side in the NEK. Obviously, the only setback was a big-time loss at Valley, and also we talked about Valley's one of the top teams on the boys' side in this league. So Troy's kind of right there trying to find their footing.
So out of the timeout, Ashburn connects on the three-point play to give Troy a 7-2 start, and the Tigers immediately turn it over, and now Troy gets it right back. Gannon Bow wide open, left corner 3, a little bit strong, and a whistle and a foul against Troy on the rebound attempt.
I think they got Ashburn with a shove in the back as he's getting boxed out.
It is on Sawyer Ashburn, the 6-foot junior. 6:34 left in the opening quarter. Trojans out to a 7-2 lead, applying pressure here in the full court. Here is Ohm getting it up the floor. Burns has it, trying to dump it inside to Kessinger, and it's knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with ACCHS. Well, the numbers aren't great through 7 games. The Tigers are scoring just 24 points a game. They're giving up nearly 66 points per game. There's a 3 that's short from the right corner. Rebound collected by Geiger. Trojans with Geiger pushing it up the floor. A little hesitation, and then it's taken away. A steal by Ohm. Gets it right across the midcourt line. Hands it off to Hanke. Has it in between the rings out high. Waist high dribbles with the left hand. Now a left side pass to Urban. Works it back top of the key. Fakes a screen. Gets to the right elbow. And he somehow got it in just right of it.
Nice aggressive take by the freshman.
And averaging 6 points a game on the year. Urban into the books tonight. 7-4. Trojans lead is 3. They have the ball. Geiger at the right elbow, back to the bucket, gets it off to Bow, top of the key, wanting a screen. There's the roll. Geiger, easy finish. Nice little give and go, and Geiger now with 6 points here early, and it's 9-4. Well, just like the girls' game, Trojans applying a lot of pressure, and this time another foul's going to be called, this time against Blevins.
Yeah, and it's kind of similar to the girls' game, like you said, where if ACCHS can just defeat that full court pressure and get some offense ran, they've got a couple buckets in the half court so far. It's kind of similar to that girls game that we saw.
Mentioning Troy again, 4-1 on the year. Their lone loss to Valley Falls in league play. Tigers get it up the floor. Urban, his pass should be Troy basketball. It is off the fingertips of Kessinger.
Right idea, just a little hot on the pass.
Yeah, they had the 2-on-1 break. That's what you can get when you are able to break that pressure. You can get numbers on the other end, but in the past, just a little bit strong. 9-4 Trojans, 5:20 to go in the quarter. Here is Bow, a nice move, and a one-handed floater is down.
It looks like Kessinger might have got hit in the eye. He kind of stopped playing defense, kind of like rubbing at his eye. They're going to turn it over again with that pressure. Another steal for Bow.
Bow, in between the legs. Beautiful dump down pass. Easy finish for Sawyer Ashburn. Another timeout for head coach Corey Eckert. 13-4. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 5:02 left opening quarter. Trojans out to a 13-4 lead. Back after this here on KNZA.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet service in Northeast Kansas. Ray Penning in studio, Trenton Kraxner to my right, Brandon Tabman with you. Troy girls victorious in game one, 59-41, and not even 3 minutes into the first quarter of the boys game, and Trojans out to a strong start, leading 13-4. Geiger with six, Ashburn with five, Bowe with two. They have forced four early turnovers by the Tigers. Again, applying that press, they get it up the floor as Kessinger is then called for a travel. So now five turnovers. That one unforced. They broke the press there, had it in the front court. Well, the freshman again, just a mental mistake, giving it back to Troy at 4:50 to go in the quarter. Here's Bowe working around the freshman. He is bumped and fouled. So again, that is Kessinger picking up his second.
We're going to have a hockey change here. Let's get the numbers 10, 3, 11, 50, and 4 coming in. A lot of guys for Troy coming in here.
Yeah, they're going the full line change here.
50's Jack Hartman, I can tell you that much. And then
there was only one of which I didn't have down. That was Colt Jensen.
So Hartman, Jasper, Ingeman.
Lane Hartman as well.
Lane Hartman and Jensen, who you said didn't have written, the only guy didn't have written down on your paper.
So a fresh three from the right wing is Kasten Jasper, making his presence felt right away. 16-4, it's all Trojans. And we're not even halfway into this opening quarter. Tigers throw it away again.
Yeah, and Max Wagner, another sophomore.
It's a young team.
Yeah, he just checked in. We're trying to count down all the guys on the line change for Troy. He snuck into the game for Kessinger.
Here is
ACC test.
Yeah, here's Jasper. Just hit a three a little bit ago. Pass tip, taken away. Steal by Ohm. Just the second turnover by the Trojans. Trojans back it up as Ohm takes a shot from downtown, left it short. And the rebound cleared away by Lane Hartman. Here's Jack Hartman diving in now, getting it back top of the key. Right side pass, it goes to Jasper. Into the corner, Hunter Ingeman on the floor as well. Here's Jack Hartman going to work. Back to Ingeman for three. That one is short. Jack got the rebound. He's fouled on the putback attempt.
I think they might get Ohm. It is Ohm. He kind of has hand in there just on the rebound.
And for Nate, that'll be his second. Team foul number three. And Jack Hartman, 7 points, 8 rebounds a game.
Knocked down the first one there with confidence.
He is on the board, his first freebie tonight. And this is a Troy team that won 13 games a year ago. Lost to Centralia in the sub-state semifinal. Second free throw good as well by Jack Hartman. Now a blocking foul right near midcourt as the Tigers, again, trying to get out in front of that pressure. And Hartman, who just made the free throws, picks up his first foul.
And there's a, like I said, a hot Troy team, right? A lot of momentum. 10 out of their last 13, only one of those losses being this year.
So the Tigers finally have an opportunity with 5-on-5 in the front court. They make a nice play out of it, and one. How about that? It's Ben Hanke. Get a chance at the old-fashioned three. Good ball movement. Best play so far tonight by this Tigers offense. Makes it 18-6 Troy. 3:36 left in the quarter. Hanke averaging not quite 4 points per game. His free throw's on the way. It is high off the heel, and the rebound is brought down by Colt Jensen. So a 12-point lead here in the first quarter. 3.5 minutes to go. 18-6 is the score. Troy with the ball. Jack Hartman Hands it off to Jasper on the right wing. Up top it goes to Jensen. Hop steps in the lane looking for Jack on a little dump down inside and a little too hot with the pass. Out of bounds for a turnover. Tigers again going against this press for Troy. It has been an issue here in the opening quarter, but they get it up the floor quickly. Stephen Feek, a senior, is into the game. And they're able to settle. So a couple of times here they've been able to break this press. And Max Wagoner, sophomore, out of touch. Now back up top to Irvin. Inside, shot blocked. And trying to get it up the floor quickly. Hartman, layup good. Nice pass by Jasper, and now four for Hartman. That's his first field goal. And it's 20-6 Troy as Hartman comes away with another steal, and then he had it blocked inside.
Well, they're going to get a moving screen, I think, on Ingeman.
So Ingeman was just kind of there after the steal and enough contact to be called for an offensive foul, which probably essentially took free throw opportunities away from Jack Hartman.
And so a break there for ACCHS after a turnover, that pressure.
Here's Feek trying to get it back to Urban, lost it, and a steal. Ingeman wants to go all the way, puts it up in, and the foul. Hunter Ingeman, chance for a three-point play, and the dominating start continues for the Trojans. Their lead is 22-6. Now you look at the next couple games. For Troy's, they try to stay towards the top of the league at McLouth on Tuesday, and then Moore Hill Mounts Academy next Friday. Is
that's a Ingeman big one next Friday.
It, yeah, against Moore Hill for sure. 3 points now for Ingeman. He cashes the three-point play. Tigers trying to break the press. Here's Burns. Near 10 count, but they get it up the floor. Here's Wagoner. Right side on the wing. Splits a double team. Back up top, it goes to Burns.
Long range three.
Yeah, deep three from Burns, and he buries it. Boy, you need him. Makes it 23-9. Big time shot for Caden Burns, who has five here in the quarter. 2 minutes to go. Here's Jack Hartman, top of the key. Driving in, kicking right. Jasper tries to answer on a three, no go. Rebound on the backside by Hanke. Now Feek. Trying to fight through four white jerseys, able to do so, and he's bumped and fouled near midcourt. I believe that's Ingeman they called that one on. It would be his second.
Yeah, you're right on that.
And we got free throws the rest of the way for both teams in the bonus. So this is a senior in Stephen Feek. Not a ton of numbers so far. His first free throw, no good. Well, the Tigers have seven turnovers here in the first quarter. They have 9 points. Second free throw, no. Now they're 0-for-3 at the line here in the quarter. Rebound for Ingeman, pushing the tempo. Stops on the left wing, hesitates, driving in the paint. Shot, no, but a foul. A couple of jerseys there. I think it's going to be on Urban. Never mind. Check that. Wagoner. So free throws coming up for Hunter Ingeman. We had a three-point play just a minute or two ago. 23-9 is our score. It's been all Troy so far. First free throw good by Ingeman. So you look at the Trojans' record, they're 4-1. Offensively, they score 51.8 points per game. Defensively, they give up 51.4 points per game. Well, Ingeman missed the second free throw, but I think they called a lane violation, which will give him another opportunity.
I think it was Urban trying to get an early box out on Hartman.
And he makes him pay as he knocks in the free throw. So essentially 2-for-2 there. He's got five. And it's 25-9 in favor of Troy. Still 90-plus seconds to go in this first quarter. Well, and the Tigers are really having some issues here, and Corey Eckert has to burn another timeout. Now 1:28 to go in the quarter. It's a full. We'll follow suit. It's been all Trojans so far. At 88 seconds left in the quarter, 25-9 on the scoreboard. Back in 30 seconds here on KNCA.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. view your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, late first quarter here in Troy. Boys game tonight. It's been all Trojans. 25-9 is their lead. And again, much like we saw in the girls game, press, 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 force turnover, easy buckets.
Yeah, and, you know, Troy's got a lot of length out there, too. They play an aggressive style, and they got plenty of size and length that works in their advantage, and they can get out in those passing lanes in the press. And like I said, a lot of inexperience on the ACCHS sideline, a lot of youth playing on the team, so they're trying to overcome that and build that experience. There's a nice ball fake game across half court.
Yeah, Burns, a nice job there to help break the press. He takes it himself, but he left the shot short. Rebound for Jack Hartman. Get it up the floor quickly. Missed layup in transition, and Wagoner clears it away here for ACCHS. Get it up the floor quickly. Here's Feek up top. Left side kick. Burns is open for three. Not this time. He hit one earlier. And chasing down the rebound is Jasper, pushing the tempo a little bit. And Hartman, oh my goodness, Dipsy do with the right hand. Not even sure what that was. But he's got six.
Euro stepped all the way across the lane.
Tigers turn it back over near midcourt. Here's Ingeman sidestepping to his left and banking one in. Seven here in the quarter for Ingeman, and it's 29-9. 35 seconds left in this frame. They get it in the middle of the floor, and this could be a jump ball, and it is, and the possession keeps it here with ACCHS. So the Tigers, if I were them, I would try to play for the final shot. 28.3 seconds left. Here's the freshman in Urban, cross midcourt. One-handed bounce pass to the right side on the wing and knocked up into the air, and another steal. Jack Hartman takes this one away. 15 seconds left in the period. Left wing, big body up top to Ingeman. Wants a ball screen, hands it off to Jack Hartman. Left wing three, it's on the way. Hits high off the heel, high in the air. Offensive rebound with 4 seconds left. Good extra pass into the corner. Three at the buzzer. No, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter. Dominant for Troy here at home. And 8 minutes in, Trojans 29, Tigers 9. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased now through February 28, 2025. Contact Berwick Co-op Oil for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dominant first quarter for the Troy boys as they lead ACCHS by 20 already through the first 8 minutes. 29-9, they've had six players score. We've seen the full five-in, five-out hockey-style change. And head coach Jonathan Rodbelt, I'm sure, pleased with the first 8 minutes from his team.
Yeah, like getting a lot of guys, a lot of minutes, going back to the starting five here to start this quarter. And, you know, this is their first game in nearly a month. You're approaching a month with the cancellations, and they must not have had a game scheduled last Friday. So trying to get everyone's legs back up to run because they got two big games next week.
McLeod, Moore Hill Mounts Academy, the next two, and a left corner three is buried by Rosenberger. That's Caden Rosenberger who knocks in. Now seven Trojans have scored. Here's Burns, ball faking. Bow tried to get a steal. Gets it off to Urban into the front court. And a good look, but another pass. It just sails a little bit too strong out of the hands of Kessinger. And another turnover for ACCHS. A couple of times they've broke the press and have had numbers on the offensive end, but have just not been able to capitalize. Trojans slowing down the tempo a little bit. Logan Blevins looking for Geiger inside. It's tipped back out to the right wing. Rosenberger thought about it. Instead, Ashburn, the lefty, fires. And it's a three. Sawyer Ashburn now with 8 points, and it's 35-9. And when it rains, it pours for ACCHS. It's just getting out of hand pretty quick, but the Trojans have been very efficient on offense. There is Kessinger with it. Up top to Urban. Gets to the elbow, pulls and hits. Nice play by Henry Urban.
For both of his bugs, it's been nice little tough takes and a little mid-range shot.
Yeah, contested 12-footer roughly from the elbow. They get Geiger, who's going to fade from the right elbow. Just a little bit strong. Rebound by Hanke.
They're going to get a jump. It's going to stay with ACCHS, though.
So a tie up there. Tigers keep the possession. It was 29-9 at the end of one. And right now, not quite 90 seconds into quarter number two, the Troy lead is 35-11. Unofficially, already 10 turnovers for the Tigers. That's going to be a foul. They're going to get, I think, Blevins here. A little bit of the body.
Is it his second?
Number two on the 5'11 senior, Logan Blevins, who I'm sure Coach Rodvelt enjoys having him back. He missed last season with an injury, and so far this year he's averaging over 10 points per game. The Tigers, after that foul, turned it over with a travel. So they had it on the elbow with Burns. And just ultimately a little too much shuffle with the feet. Not quite 2 minutes into quarter number two. It's been all Troy here in the boys' game. 35-11 as they try to add to it. And in and out on a right wing three by Blevins. And a rebound by Burns for ACCHS. Brings it up the floor himself, 6'2 senior for this Tigers squad. Bow with the tip pass out of bounds. Stays here with ACCHS as they work right to left here in the first half. So 2 minutes into quarter number two. It's a 24-point Trojans lead. As Urban has it, top of the key, works it right, kicks it to Ohm in the corner. Still dancing in the corner. Ashburn closing out quickly. Urban fading and firing a deep three, and it bounces up and hits the court up top, so that sends it back to Troy. And the Trojans softly bring it up the floor from left to right with Rosenberger. They get it to Geiger. Short corner right, stopping. Thought about pulling. Instead, they reverse it to Bo on the wing left, who then kicks it right back right wing. Three on the way. This one not there. Ashburn fighting for the rebound. A one-handed floater. High, nearly got it to go, and it's going to stay here as two Tigers fighting for it, and it goes out of bounds. That was quite the angle and the high arc with that second-chance opportunity from Sawyer Ashburn. Nearly got it to go, though.
Yeah, he had to shoot almost that high to get over the backboard.
Blevins, nice ball fake in the corner, drives baseline, kicks it back out, left wing three, that one's good. Sawyer Ashburn again. He's got 11 and a couple of threes here in the first half, and it's 38-11, Troy. This Trojans team is firing on all cylinders here in the first half on offense. Here's Burns, top of the key, closed out by Geiger. Urban up top, this is Ohm. Back to Urban again for three. This one on target, but strong. Tipped into the hands of Rosenberger for Troy. Works it up the floor. Geiger right wing. Puts it on the dribble. Bouncing back to the top of the key. Now Bow left wing. Driving in the paint. Good dump down to Ashburn, who kicks it out for a wide open left wing three. That one no good. Good movement there. But no good on the shot. Kessinger the rebound for ACCHS. 38-11 Troy at 4:20 to go in the first half. There's a good move inside. Missing the shot, though, is Hanke, and a rebound for Sawyer Ashburn. It's a good look. Just couldn't connect. There's Geiger stopping right elbow. Kicks it straight right. Gets it right back. Straight away three. Front rim left missing. And a rebound for Hanke again. Tigers pushing a little bit. Medium pace. Right side pass. Kessinger with it. A whistle, and I believe a foul is going to be called.
I think they're going to get Bo for trying to reach around, poke it loose from behind.
Well, the foul on Gannon Bo. His first, team second. 3:55 to go in the half, 38-11. Troy in control. Inside, tough shot, no. Rebound on the backside by Bo. Contact, no call. Bo wants to go coast to coast, and he gets it to go off the window right side. Bo with four, and it's 40-11, Troy. Into the front court, the freshman Urban, right side bounce pass to Burns, now into the corner. Here's a drive, here's a shot, left short. Good defense by Geiger, he pulls down the rebound. Geiger up the floor, Ashburn right back to Geiger, quickly moving right side to Blevins. Thought about a three, instead gets in the paint, angles right, banks it in. Now Blevins has scored for the first time, and it's 42-11 and a timeout for the Tigers. Goodness me. We'll keep it right here. It's a 30. It's brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Well, if you're Corey Eckert in ACCHS, what's kind of the mindset here with a long, lengthy deficit to try to crawl out of?
I think you got to be smart with the basketball. I think Troy's kind of backed up, and they've taken a couple good shots in the half court, but I think you just got to keep working the ball around. I mean, use the no-shot clock to your advantage, I think. Have some long just to get the best look that you can. Honestly, because Troy's getting up and down. They're still up. They're up big, but they're still running out in transition. They're making the extra pass for the guys. I said it's kind of a get back your legs back kind of game for Troy because they haven't played in so long. They haven't played an actual game, so I think that's why they're playing a lot of different guys. Is a little bit to do with the score, a little bit because they are going to need some of these guys probably for next week as they're starting to get back into the grind of their schedule.
So again, ACCHS doing a makeup game last night against Valley Falls, and Dragons, of course, maybe the favorite to win the league here this year, who's off to a really good start, and then turning right around and playing a Troy team that is about as fresh as you can be. Tigers get a shot up in the paint, no go there for Katzinger, and a rebound for Jack Hartman as we see the line change once again for head coach Jonathan Rodvelt. Under 3 minutes to go in the half. It is a 31-point Troy lead. Engelman, left side pass. This is Colt Jensen firing a three, left it short. Tipped out into the hands of Lane Hartman, so another opportunity. Now Lane gets another chance. He'll fire this time and connect on a three. Everybody getting into the books for Troy tonight. 45-11 at 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Here's Katzinger driving, floating, missing, rebound for Engelman, who wants to push the tempo, gets it up the floor. Shot is good. Too easy. Lane Hartman now with five. 47-11. 2:10 to go in the half. There is Hankey. Nice little move. Baseline right, and he hits a jump shot for two. 47-13. With 2 minutes to go in the half. It has been dominated by the Trojans here at home, looking to go to 5-1. That should be a travel. It is. Trenton had the call before the official that time.
Yeah, I mean, he euroed without dribbling. I mean, maybe in the NBA.
Even though it probably should still be called in the NBA, it does not usually get called at that level. But here, it will get called. Down to 1:45 left in the half. Tigers with it, trailing by a ton. Tigers get it off. Back to the top of the key as Burns will fire. Kind of hesitated on that one. He missed everything. Hartman the rebound, pushing the tempo. Look at the big body, little two-on-one, easy money. Hartman the assist, and Jasper the finish. He's got five. 49-13. Final 1:20 here in the half. Here's a nice fadeaway. How about a few difficult shots that have gone down for the freshman and Henry Urban. Got six. Got a nice little game to him. Here's Jack Hartman, too big, missed the shot. Feek played good defense, and now it's tipped around and finally corralled by Lane Hartman to keep the possession alive, and then a long two is put up and in by Colt Jensen. And now he's in the books. 51-15, 50 seconds to go in the half. Here is Wagoner with it, hands it off to Urban, knocked to the floor, and he is fouled. It's only the third foul on either team here in the quarter.
Yeah, after both teams were in the bonus in that first quarter, so not as much physicality.
Lane Hartman picks up the foul, his first. Final 42.7 seconds left in quarter number two. Here is a right wing three by Ohm, and it was just a bit short. Rebound for Ingeman. Pushes the tempo, right side kick, another three. Jasper hit the side of the backboard, nowhere close. Urban the rebound. And the freshman in Urban, little hesitation on the wing, wants to go up on Ingeman, puts it up and in. How about this? Henry Urban just bumping off the defender and putting one up from about 15. Final 14 seconds here in the half. Hartman driving, floating, left it short, down to 8 seconds. So a chance here at the horn, and it's rattled in by Hunter Ingeman. That is a left wing three, and that takes us to the end of the half in what was absolutely dominant for the Trojans as they are halfway to the century mark and a little bit more. Trojans in the boys game. They lead ACCHS 54-17 here at the half. Our halftime show is next, and we'll talk about it a little bit more. Again, brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll talk about this game a little bit more in depth after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lucker from Lucker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets meat satisfaction.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game at the half here in Troy tonight. Trojans, they have been dominant really in both games. Girls, big win, but even bigger margin right now for the Troy boys over ACCHS. Again, the Tigers, you know, just trying to find something. You know, they had a lot of turnover last year. Second-year head coach, mixing and matching, a lot of young kids out there, and against a Troy team that's under head coach Jonathan Rodbelt trying to compete towards the top of the league here.
Yeah, and, you know, ACCHS is going to be taking continue to take a lot of bumps in the roads during these growing pains, and, you know, they'll play some easier competition comparatively speaking to what their schedule has been so far. They played a lot of the top half of the league. I mean, then Troy, like you said, they've won 10 of the last 13. Their only loss was a big setback blowout loss at Valley. It was one of those other top leagues at the team, leagues in the team, but you know, they still have Horton. They have Mar Hill at home next Friday, so
that'll be a big one.
Yeah, them and Mar Hill is two of the probably top four teams. The three teams I just listed, Valley, Horton, Mar Hill, and then you throw Trust, probably the top four on the boys' side. And, you know, first game in about 3 weeks for Troy, just playing 10 guys, trying to get their legs up to speed, game speed, because
five in, five out,
yeah,
and
I mean,
just literally doing the hockey substitution.
Yeah, that, I mean, that Mar Hill game is absolutely massive for both of those teams and for league reasons. And
yeah,
I mean, like I said, HCCHS has already done with Valley. They played them twice. That's two of their losses. Sabetha is probably competing at the top of that Big East.
Yep.
You know, Centralia is competing at the top of the TBL. They lost to Mar Hill, another team that we've mentioned. I mean,
they haven't played an easy schedule,
no,
by any means. And
Horton, they also played Horton.
Yeah.
And there's, they played the top four probably on the boys' side league-wise as we get down to it in February, and one of them twice.
Well, it's crazy to think. Again, the Tigers, their makeup game from earlier this week, they played last night, again, against what you and I probably agree, maybe the best team right now in the league in Valley Falls. You turn around and get a Troy team who, again, essentially hasn't played in 3 weeks.
Yeah, and I mean,
literally 3 weeks.
We talked about in the girls' game too. You don't play a back-to-back a lot at a high school level. It's only when the
weather is involved.
Yes, it's very challenging, especially coming out of Christmas break, where you're probably not up to your speed and conditioning necessarily either, where you're not the best condition coming out of break, and then you're playing a back-to-back, and that's tough on a high school athlete with its legs and cooling down and resting back up. It's kind of hard, and like you said, then Troy's about as rested as you can be. I mean, we can't get much longer of a layoff than they did.
No, and they're showing it and getting a lot of bodies involved. 10 have scored for Troy in this first half. 54-17 their lead. Two in double figures. Sawyer Ashburn with 11 and a couple of threes. Hunter Ingeman had 10 as well off the bench. Henry Geiger, Jack Hartman, each with 6. Got 5 from Lane Hartman. They also got 4 from Gannon Bowe. 3 from Caden Rosenberger. Also 2 points from Logan Blevins and Colt Jensen as well. Freshman Henry Urban leading the Tigers of ACCHS. He's got 8, and then they also got 5 from Caden Burns, and then 4 points from Ben Hankey in the first half. Again, it's been all Troy. 11 turnovers for the Tigers, 9 rebounds. They were out-rebounded unofficially, 21-9 by Troy in that first half. Troy was good at the line, 6 of 7, and they turned it over only 5 times. Tigers got to the free throw line 3 times, couldn't hit on any one of those 3. But again, it's just been a dominant display here, both ends of the floor for Troy as they look for the sweep tonight here at home in league play. Boys score at the half, 54-17, a final 2-minute timeout. Your second half is coming up next.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Sabetha Auto Parts, your locally owned Napa dealer, is your one-stop shop for quality auto parts and expert service. With a friendly and knowledgeable staff, they're here to help you find exactly what you need. And if it's not on the shelf, no problem. With access to three other stores, they can get you your part on the same day. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts at 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. Great service, reliable parts, and always Napa know-how.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Second half underway here in Troy tonight. Boys game, it's been all Trojans. And set to start this third quarter, 54-17. They had 10 players score in the first half, two in double figures. Sawyer Ashburn with 11, Hunter Ingeman with 10. Leading scorer for ACCHS in that first half, Henry Urban, the freshman, with 8. Here we go from right to left. Trojans first possession, and they turn it over in just a few seconds. And from left to right, here come the Tigers. First possession of the second half. This is Hankey with it, stopping at the elbow, dumps it into the corner with Ohm. And back up top to Burns, deep three, spins it in. Caden Burns, his second triple, he's got 8, and it's 54-20. Favor of Troy, here's Bo, knifing his way through some defenders and flipping it up and in with the left hand. 6 now for Bo, it's 56-20. 45 seconds into this third quarter. Bo nearly got a steal. Nice little dump down, but the layup is no good. A rebound for Geiger. Geiger wants to push the tempo. It's batted right back to Geiger, who euros into the lane, missing a shot. Rebound for Burns. Burns with it. After collecting his third rebound of the game, top of the key, hands it off to Urban. Runs into a double team. Back up top. That's going to be a travel as Kessinger was knocked to the floor, but
yeah, could have been
lost his footing as well. Yeah, it could have gone either way, I think. I think he was thinking it was going to be a foul instead of turnover. Number 12 in the game for ACCHS. Here's Geiger spinning, firing to Ashburn. Now right wing three by Blevins is not quite there. A rebound for ACCHS. Hankey with now 5 rebounds in the game. Works it left side to Urban. Maybe gets around a ball screen. Up top it goes to Burns. At the free throw line. Lost it at the elbow. Tipped in the air. Gets it right back. Dives into the paint. Kicks it left in the corner. 3 on the way. A little bit strong. Trying to chase it down into the corner. Kessinger has an offensive rebound. Another chance for 3. This one not there. And it goes over the backboard and out of bounds. Back to the Trojans.
Yeah, a couple of open looks there. Just weren't able to convert.
And opportunities. Well, the Trojans, again, just in kind of cruise control mode here in this second half, leading right now by 36 points. Tipped into the backcourt. Good defense there by Burns. Chased down by Geiger. They get it to Blevins in the corner. Gets a ball screen from Geiger. Little two-man game here. Get it to him short corner right. Spinning on Urban. Fading and firing. Can't get it to go. Tipped out of bounds. It stays here. You saw Blevins and Geiger with that little two-man game on the right wing, a little screen, a little roll. He had the matchup inside that he probably liked with Urban defending. And a decent look, just couldn't get it to go. Here's Gannon Bow, right wing. That shot blocked. Good defense by Urban, but Geiger gets it back to keep it alive. 5.5 minutes to go, quarter number 3. It's been all Trojans. Pull up Jay. That one barely grazed the front rim. Backside rebound for Burns and the Tigers. Burns into the front court, top of the key, trying to back down on Geiger. Instead gets it back to the top of the key with the freshman and Urban. Urban spinning on the right wing, looking for a cut. Nobody there. Here's a set three from straight away. It's banked in by Hanke. He's having a good night. 7 points now after that triple. As Bo, just a little awkward, diving in from the right wing. He had it taken away. Turnover by the Trojans. They haven't had many. And a little stop and pop on that transition. And a couple bodies hit the floor. And sportsmanship there both ways. Rosenberger knocked to the floor. And they got a foul on Burns on that rebound attempt, which will give it back to the Trojans. They only bring in three this time. Jack Hartman, Hunter Ingeman, and Kasten Jasper into the game at 4:46 to go in the quarter.
A little mix and match with your personnel now.
It's changing it up a little bit. Games like this, you can certainly tinker with some things and try some things out as Hartman going a little one-on-one, gets in the paint, spinning in the paint, now gets it off to Jasper. A little floater is good. Nice little dump off to Jasper, who now has seven, and it's 58-23 Trojans at 4:20 to go in the third. Urban in between the rings out high, goes between the legs, left side pass to Ohm, working back to the top of the key, had it knocked away in a steal. Two-on-one break, they get it up the floor, Ingeman for two. Perfectly executed two-on-one break there by Troy. 60-23 Trojans, halfway into the third, halfway to go. Little stop and pop in the paint, fighting for his own rebound and saving it in to Burns, who puts it up and in. How about the hustle there from Hanke? Keep that alive, make it 60-25. Here's Ingeman, short corner right, gets it back on the wing to Jasper. Now Jasper picks it up in the corner. Couple black jerseys on him. Hartman too deep in the paint. Missed the shot, though. And a good box out by Urban to corral that rebound. Near sideline, push the tempo. Angles left. Goes to Ohm. Now into the corner. Here's a three on the way. That one's a little bit strong. Tipped around a little bit. And finally brought in by Rosenberger. Into the corner. Ingeman. Ball fake. Floater. Left it short. Tipped. And ACCHS gathering the rebound with Urban. Feel like the last few minutes we've had good pace. Both teams have had good-looking shots, just not quite as consistent. Now that one's banked in by Burns, who quietly has 12 here in the game tonight, and it's 60-27.
Playing pretty well as ACCHS here.
Well, 20 of the 27 points for ACCHS from Burns and Urban. Jack Hartman has it. They'll reset top of the key with Rosenberger. I'm sure this game is going to certainly tighten up, and if it stays at this point with a three on the way, and it's good by Jasper again, who's now into double figures with 10. We're certainly on pace for a running clock in the fourth quarter, and at least with 2:20 to go. 63-27. Three players in double figures for Troy. Pass inside to Burns, and then a foul's going to be called. And they get Ashburn with the foul. That is his second. Max Wagoner back into the game here for ACCHS. Troy led 29-9 at the end of one. They led 54-17 at the half. As ACCHS a missed opportunity there. They get it up the floor. Hartman, couple of ball fakes, turns around and puts it up and in. 8 points for Jack Hartman. And it's 65-27, just south of 2 minutes to go in the third. ACCHS again. It's just been a tough last couple of years. As a drive and a foul called on Ingeman. And free throws coming up here for Urban, who's played well tonight here. Again, 8 points, few rebounds. He's made some difficult shots. Contested jump shots. Chance to get into double figures here at the line. And unable to knock down the first free throw. Stays at 8 points. Stays 65-27. 1:46 left in the quarter. And the second short rebound, Troy. So 0 for 2 there on that trip for ACCHS. Long skip pass here to the near side corner with Rosenberger. Hartman in the paint, quickly triple teamed, gets it off to Ingeman. His shot is blocked. Good defense on the backside. Urban pulling down that miss after the block shot. 65-27 Troy at 1:44 to go in the quarter. Here's Feek, who's back into the game. Left side pass on the wing to Hanke. Works it back top of the key. Hartman reaching, and there it is. He's called for the foul. Just the fourth team foul combined between the two teams here in the third quarter. You know, like the whistles have stayed pretty quiet for the most part.
No, I said both teams were in the bonus in that first quarter, so I don't think it's...
First quarter seems like a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't think it's the officials letting them play more. I think it's both teams have just stopped fouling. They've been in better position.
There's a drive, and a travel is going to be called against Urban, going against a couple defenders. That gives it back to Troy at 1:24 to go. Quarter number three, 65-27 Trojans. Looking for the sweep tonight in Northeast Kansas League play. A little pull up. Off the mark left side. Rebound Urban. For ACCHS. Now he is scrambling, trying to get it around some jerseys, and that is a steal. Jasper dumps it down to Ingeman, who puts one up and banks it in.
He's getting triple teamed in the backcourt. They kind of blitzed him.
14 for Ingeman off the bench. And it's 67-27. We're under a minute to go in the third. Here's Wagner, the sophomore. Here's Feek, a touch. Knocked away by Hartman. He'll get called for the foul. That'll be his third, team fourth. So 49 seconds left in this quarter as Kessinger comes back in. A freshman replacing a sophomore in Hanke.
One of the three guys that has made up the 27 points for Effingham. So... some solid minutes, and like I said, they've only played about a seven-man rotation.
Here's a three by Feek, and a backside rebound, though, chased down by Kessinger. Keeps it alive. Another three on the way, and it's Urban again. How about this kid? 11 for the freshman, but right back up the way. Ingeman gets behind everyone and has an easy layup to make it 69-30. And Ingeman off the bench, leading the way with 16.
That was Hartman's throwing a 75-foot baseball pass.
Here's a little turn and fade, and a difficult finish for Burns, who's got 14. So the combination of Urban and Burns have been good tonight for ACCHS. They're just getting nothing from the rest of the roster, and there's a missed layup by Hartman, a rebound for Burns. He wants to push it. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. They got to get something up. Wagner trapped in the corner. That's going to be a tough way, and a shot at the buzzer is going to be too strong, and that is the end of a... another dominant quarter for Troy. 69-30, their lead. We'll hit a running clock in the fourth quarter. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hale to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
Specialized healthcare services. Look no further than Sabetha Community Hospital's outpatient clinic. We offer a wide range of specialties right here in your local community. From dermatology to pain management to cardiology, you can access top-notch care without having to travel to the city. Call 785-284-1552 for more information or visit our website at sabethahospital.com. We're committed to keeping quality healthcare close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic. Your health, our priority.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Running clock here in the fourth quarter. Trojans trying to cap off the sweep tonight. Northeast Kansas League play. It's been all Trojans here from the jump in the boys' game. There's a drive and a shot by Riley Kessinger. Body contact will put him at the line for two. And a running clock will pick up the pace here in the final 8 minutes. As Kessinger again trying to get into the books. His first free throws tonight. First one short.
And the ACCHS is scoreless from the free throw line. They've had a number
They're
of
now 0 of 6 at the line tonight. So even the free opportunities have been a struggle for him as well. That one is good. Kessinger is on the board. And We will say they had missed a bucket by the Tigers late in that third quarter, which essentially should have been 69-32, but right now officially in the book, it's 69-31, so a bucket was taken away by Burns, and now a steal. And layup is missed, fighting for the rebound and ripped away by Ingeman. He's got a lot of black jerseys around him. Gets it off to Blevins. He'll dive, missed the shot, but he's fouled. And free throws coming up here for Troy. As Hanke picks up that foul. 69-31, running clock here in the fourth quarter. This is Blevins at the line, who has been quiet tonight. Just 2 points, make it three. When we talk about the stretch, next couple of games for Troy. They go to McLouth on Tuesday, and then right back here next Friday, what we have considered a pretty big game in the early portion of the league schedule against Morehill Mount Academy.
Yeah, and like I said, I wonder how they'll play that game at McLouth on Tuesday with their guys, like I said, trying to get them up to speed with the long, long layoff, get them up for that Morehill. Just everyone's got good legs in shape. It'll be interesting. See how it goes. Man, that Morehill game is going to be a treat for anyone that comes to it up here in Troy next Friday.
I would expect a good atmosphere for that one next Friday night. There's another steal for Troy. They're trying to get it up the floor quickly. They do. Jensen missed the layup. Bo gets the rebound. Ball fakes. Kicks it back out. We'll reset. Now a layup is good by Blevins. Six for Blevins. 73-31 at 5.5 minutes to go. Running clock continues. So again, after tonight, ACCHS, they'll be at home on Tuesday against Riverside. As they turn it over again, Trojans pushing the tempo a little bit. Here's Bo, makes a nice move, up and in for two. 8 points for Dan and Bo, 75-31. And a timeout here for Coach Eckert and ACCHS. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. It's a 30, we'll keep it right here.
I think that's the last one for ACCHS anyway.
And stops the clock at 5:01 to go in the game. Game that's been all Troy from the jump.
And it looked like they were going to be bringing in some guys that don't typically play at the varsity level along with this new round of substitutions. Looks like number 12, a freshman, Jace Johnson, is among them. Oh, they got the huddle right there. Then you got Gavin Woodruff, another freshman, number 5. Jensen, number 10. Riley Grable, another freshman, number 2. And then Caston Jasper, number 3. So you're playing 3 freshmen and 2 sophomores these last 5 minutes of running clock for Troy.
Now, these are always good spots for a head coach when you have a big lead late in the game and you can get some of these young kids in for quality minutes, extra experience. That's exactly what Troy is doing here as we're back to it after the timeout. 75-31 Trojans. Running clock in effect here in the fourth quarter. ACCHS with the basketball. Hanke fires a 3. Front rim, no. The backside rebound is Colt Jensen's, who works it up the floor. Gets it right back. Right wing 3. Nearly banked it in. Rebound ACCHS. Hanke again. Team leader in rebounds tonight for the Tigers. 4.5 minutes to go. Here's a drive and a bump and a foul. They're going to get Jasper with this one. Baseline drive there by Kessinger. And they will throw it in underneath. Burns will do so. Trying to get a development there, and they do finally get it into the backcourt with Hanke. Kicks it right. Burns a 3. Got it. Caden Burns now with 15. He has hit 3 threes tonight. 75-34, halfway in, halfway home here in this fourth and final quarter. So again, 3 freshmen, couple of sophomores currently out there for head coach Jonathan Rodvelt and the Trojans. Right side pass, this is Riley Grable, lost it in a turnover. Trojans have not turned it over a bunch tonight. They've been good in that category. Now lost by Wagner, picks it up right by midcourt. Diving in was Hanke, and then he lost it and turned it over. Hop step in the lane, and that's going to be a travel and a turnover by Troy. So down to just north of 3 minutes to go. ACCHS going to pull the trigger here and bring in some of the younger players to get some experience in the final few minutes. Next dead ball. Bouncing it back right wing. Hanke with it into the corner. Trojans appear to be sitting back in his own defense here. Knocked away in a steal. And then they give it right back. So we go one for one there. Then a shot up inside. No by Burns. Chasing down his own rebound. Now fires the three in the corner. Short. Oh, somehow spun. That was a weird finish. Somehow Burns got that one to go from the corner.
It was almost a wedgie, but it somehow spun home some shooter's touch.
Four threes and 18 points for Burns tonight. 75-37. Another three. This time it's Gavin Woodruff from downtown. I believe we'll double check at the end, but I think 11 players have now scored for Troy tonight. Burns tries to come back with a three. It's out of bounds underneath. Final 2 minutes. Again, running clock in effect. So, you know, we're going to see J.J. Hoffman, Ashton Neal, a few new names here for ACCHS. Stephen Feek, who played a little bit in the first half. He's in there as well, alongside Brooks Goodpasture. And also Tristan Hewitt, five on the floor for ACCHS here in the final minutes. Missed three from the corner, tipped out of bounds, stays here with the Tigers.
37 points is the high scoring output on the offensive end for ACCHS, and they've definitely played better in that the second half on the offensive end. It's like Goodpasture got fouled on the shot and couldn't get two free throws, but some encouraging signs, I would say.
Yeah, you are right. The highest scoring output for the Tigers this year, and that has been a big struggle for them in terms of just points per game. Saw some good things tonight as the first free throw by Goodpasture is no good. Again, the combination of Burns and the senior and then Urban the freshman, those two have combined for 29 of the 37. Outside of that, just haven't been able to get much else outside of that. His shots. Troy's got the ball. Final minutes, 78-37. Nice back door and a layup good and the foul. That's Riley Grable with an and one. Now essentially going to run out in this final just under 40 seconds or so.
So is he the 12th guy to score now?
Yeah, I think so. He makes the free throw and a three-point play for Riley Grable. 81-37. 30 seconds left in the game. Tigers throwing it away right there. Another turnover. And the Trojans get one inside. Shot up. No. Rebound for ACCHS and Goodpasture. 13 seconds left in the game. Picks up the dribble prematurely. Right side pass. Here's a drive. Hoffman. Shot no.
Good take.
4 seconds. That'll run it out. They're going to call a foul here.
That's going to end the game because they're not in the bonus anyway. So 81-37. They take it down.
It was a dominant performance for Troy tonight. 81-37, the final score. We'll talk about it. Going to the post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Trojans, a home sweep. We'll recap it, close it out when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you. So why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased now through February 28, 2025. Contact Berwick Co-op Oil for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate.
We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors.
We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts.
Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here on KNCA. Early start time, early finish here. Troy dominant in both games tonight. Girls final was 59-41, and even more dominant, the boys in the nightcap. They have 12 players score in the game. They built a 54-17 halftime lead over ACCHS. Didn't look back on their way to an 81-37 win.
Yeah, and it was a good way to break your streak of, what, nearly 3 weeks off and get a bunch of guys out there and get a decent amount of playing time. And it worked out well. I mean, 12 out of the 13 guys that played finished with at least 1 point. And on the other side, ACCHS, you know, they played considerably better in that second half for the young guys. And like I said, they just keep coming along. They got to keep coming along with the growing pains of their young guys, but big one for Troy, and they got a big week next week. ACCHS, got to keep grinding, got to keep chopping wood and hope things turn around.
All right, let's get some of the stats in this game, as, again, it was a dominant win for Troy in the boys' game. 81-37 the final. They had three in double figures, led by Hunter Ingeman. Came off the bench, finished with 16 points. Sawyer Ashburn had 11. Caston Jasper had 10, and then a lot of guys getting involved. 12 players scoring in the game. Jack Hartman had 8 points, five rebounds. 8 points as well for Gannon Bowe. Six apiece from Logan Blevins and Henry Geiger. 5 points from Lane Hartman. Three apiece from Riley Grable and Gavin Woodruff. Also 3 points from Caden Rosenberger as well. 2 points from Colt Jensen. Tigers had two good performances tonight in the loss. Caden Burns had 18 points and six rebounds. He hit four threes in the game. Then the freshman, Henry Urban, chipping in with 11 points and 5 rebounds. Outside of that, Ben Hankey, 7 points and 7 rebounds. And then Riley Kessinger had a free throw, 1 point and a few rebounds. 21 turnovers for ACCHS. They were just 1 of 9 from the free throw line. That is just not going to get it done. And then the Trojans on the other end, just 10 turnovers, and they were 9 of 10 at the free throw line. Unofficially, Trojans out-rebounding the Tigers here tonight, 29-23. All right, let's do a player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And, you know, certainly multiple guys we could probably mention, but I mean, if you're looking at the leading scorer, Ingeman off the bench, 10 in the first half, finishing with 16. Sawyer Ashburn, all 11 of his points were in the first half, and then split down the way for Caston Jasper, who had 10 points, 5 in each half.
Yeah. We can take to a vote, but I think Hunter Engman's probably the guy. I think Sawyer Ashburn could get an honorable mention for the early onslaught of building up that lead of always 11 coming up early in the first half. But I think Hunter Engman off the bench is a guy that could elevate this Troy team maybe and be a big key player off the bench for them if need be.
So again, for Troy, Hunter Engman, 16 points tonight. Our player of the game brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, so again, that's going to do it for our side of the broadcast here tonight. Of course, not even shy of 8:30. We will have the scoreboard show tonight. Again, there were quite a few area games that were still postponed tonight due to the weather in the area, but a good slate of games still going on that Jake and Boz will recap here later on in the evening here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. They'll certainly talk about our broadcast here tonight where the Troy Trojans came away with a doubleheader league sweep over the Tigers of ACCHS. Again, the girls' final, 59-41, and the boys' final dominant, 81-37. Trenton Kraxner, Ray Penning, Brandon Tamman signing off. We'll send it off to our 92.1 KMZA broadcast, so a simulcast here the rest of the way in that one, as it's Clifton Clyde and Frankfurt. We'll join that game in progress right after this. Thanks for listening to Troy and ACCHS here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.